I hope you had a historic week this week. Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Make sure you hit that favorite or subscribe. Thanks and enjoy the show. Welcome to the weekend edition of The Daily Drive. I hope you did have a historic week this week. Consider this. In 1630, the fork was introduced to American dining by Governor Winthrop. In 1867, the first barbed wire was patented by Lucien B. Smith of Ohio. In 1919, the first advanced monoplane airline flight took place was a Junkers F-13. In 1936, the world's first practical helicopter took off. In 1938, the federal minimum wage law guarantees workers 25 cents an hour and a maximum of 44 hours a week. In 1939, the world's first scheduled transatlantic flight took off. They try to tell us. In 1951, the first color TV broadcast, CBS's Arthur Godfrey from New York City to four cities. In 1953, the first passenger to fly commercially around the world in less than 100 hours. In 1967, the world's first live global satellite TV program was aired. In 1972, Nolan Bushnell and Ted Dabney founded Atari. And then, in 2007, 6 months after this announcement.
This is a day I've been looking forward to for 2.5 years. Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything. And Apple has been, well, first of all, one's very fortunate if you get to work on just one of these in your career. Apple's been very fortunate. It's been able to introduce a few of these into the world. In 1984, we introduced the Macintosh. It didn't just change Apple, it changed the whole computer industry. In 2001, we introduced the first iPod. And it didn't just change the way we all listen to music. It changed the entire music industry. Well, today, we're introducing three revolutionary products of this class. The first one is a widescreen iPod with touch controls. The second is a revolutionary mobile phone. And the third is a breakthrough internet communications device. So, three things. A widescreen iPod with touch controls, a revolutionary mobile phone, and a breakthrough internet communications device. An iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator, an iPod, a phone. Are you getting it? These are not three separate devices. This is one device. And we are calling it iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
This week in history, the first iPhone was released by Apple. And you're listening to a podcast 11 years later. I hope you did make history this week, because you joined the ranks of some great business history. And I hope that you join me next week for your daily drive. Have a great weekend. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Daily Drive, and hope you tune back again tomorrow for more to get your drive up from The Daily Drive. Thanks to our sponsors, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you like the show, or if you have feedback, if you're using the Anchor app, please send us a voice message and we might play it on our next episode. Also, make sure to give us a favorite, subscribe, or share it with your friends. Thanks a lot, and see you tomorrow.